When people think of ambulances, they don't generally think of happy things like toys and such. And so how did this whole Centricare event get started?
So it started about, exactly 15 years ago. This is the 15th year that we have been doing it as a company for Centricare. Mm-hmm. This is our first year for Redwood Falls that we're doing the toy drive here.
It originally started actually in Wilmer. Their ambulance service saw a need in their local community for toys for children during Christmas time. And that's how it started off in 2007.
So what is going to happen to the toys that are collected?
So we will collect all the toys that are collected, and they will be donated to the Redwood County Share the Spirit and Renville County's Santa's Closet. Monetary donations that we receive, we will go out and purchase toys at our local businesses and then donate them the same way we would the toys that are collected.
So you're, in a sense, collecting the toys, but you're not going to be distributing them, as you're giving them to other organizations to be distributed?
Yes, correct. We will be donating to the two in each county that we are partnering with, and then they will distribute them to the people in need.
And the one in Wilmer is mostly the toys going to Wilmer area, and the ones in Redwood are going to Redwood area,
yes.
That like that?
Yes, so the Redwood County, ours, the toy drive in Redwood will stay in Redwood. The toy drive in Wilmer will stay in Wilmer.
What sort of toys are you looking for?
So we're looking for roughly $10 gifts that are unwrapped, if possible, so stuffed animals to toy trucks, to anything that you think children in this local community will enjoy.
If people want to donate any toys to the Centricare Foundation Toy Drive, when and where can they do that?
They can actually do it the day of. December 3rd, we're holding, we'll actually have an ambulance down on the corner of Washington Street and Bridge Street here in Redwood Falls. Again, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So in the M&L parking lot?
We will have two drop boxes located, one at the hospital entrance and one here at KLJR in the front entrance as well.
Okay, if people want to donate something before the day, they can do it at one of the drop boxes. But is that Friday, December 3rd, sort of the cutoff date?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that is the last day. It would be the Friday, December 3rd, okay, when we are actually at the location.
Okay. It's harder to think of when people talk about donating to a good cause, I mean, this is the very definition. There's no downside to any of this. Is you get to donate toys, and the toys, you know, you're going to a good cause in your area.
Yes, and that's the big thing that we want to stress, is that they are staying local. So it is going to the local kids that are in need this Christmas.
Okay, yes. Very good. And thank you.
Thank you.